Chapter 7. Now after these things, Jesus continued walking about in Galilee, for he did not want to walk about in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. However, the festival of the Jews, the festival of Tabernacles, was near. Therefore his brothers said to him, "Pass on over from here and go into Judea, in order that your disciples also may behold the works you do. For nobody does anything in secret while himself seeking to be known publicly. If you do these things, manifest yourself to the world." His brothers were, in fact, not exercising faith in him. Therefore Jesus said to them, "My due time is not yet present, but your due time is always at hand. The world has no reason to hate you, but it hates me, because I bear witness concerning it that its works are wicked. You go up to the festival. I am not yet going up to this festival, because my due time has not yet fully come." So after he told them these things, he remained in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up to the festival, then he also went up himself, not openly, but as in secret. Therefore the Jews began looking for him at the festival and saying, "Where is that man?" And there was a lot of subdued talk about him among the crowds. Some would say, "He is a good man." Others would say, "He is not, but he misleads the crowd." No one, of course, would speak about him publicly because of the fear of the Jews. When by now the festival was half over, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. Therefore the Jews fell to wondering, saying, "How does this man have a knowledge of letters when he has not studied at the schools?" Jesus, in turn, answered them and said, "What I teach is not mine, but belongs to him that sent me. If anyone desires to do his will, he will know concerning the teaching whether it is from God or I speak of my own originality. He that speaks of his own originality is seeking his own glory. But he that seeks the glory of him that sent him, this one is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Moses gave you the law, did he not? But not one of you obeys the law. Why are you seeking to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" In answer, Jesus said to them, "One deed I performed, and you are all wondering. For this reason, Moses has given you the circumcision. Not that it is from Moses, but that it is from the forefathers. And you circumcise a man on a Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on a Sabbath, in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you violently angry at me because I made a man completely sound in health on a Sabbath? Stop judging from the outward appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Therefore some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem began to say, "This is the man they are seeking to kill, is it not? And yet, see, he is speaking in public, and they say nothing to him. The rulers have not come to know for a certainty that this is the Christ, have they? On the contrary, we know where this man is from, yet when the Christ comes, no one is to know where he is from." Therefore Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple and said, "You both know me and know where I am from. Also, I have not come of my own initiative, but he that sent me is real, and you do not know him. I know him because I am a representative from him, and that one sent me forth." Hence they began seeking to get hold of him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. Still, many of the crowd put faith in him, and they commenced saying, "When the Christ arrives, he will not perform more signs than this man has performed, will he?" The Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees dispatched officers to get hold of him. Therefore Jesus said, I continue a little while longer with you before I go to him that sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. Therefore the Jews said among themselves, Where does this man intend going, so that we shall not find him? He does not intend to go to the Jews dispersed among the Greeks and teach the Greeks, does he? What does this saying mean that he said, You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am you cannot come? Now on the last day, the great day of the festival, Jesus was standing up, and he cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He that puts faith in me, just as the Scripture has said, out from his inmost part streams of living water will flow. However, he said this concerning the Spirit which those who put faith in him were about to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. And therefore some of the crowd that heard these words began saying, This is for a certainty the prophet. Others were saying, This is the Christ. But some were saying, The Christ is not actually coming out of Galilee, is he? Has not the Scripture said that the Christ is coming from the offspring of David, and from Bethlehem, the village where David used to be? Therefore a division over him developed among the crowd. Some of them, though, were wanting to get hold of him, but no one did lay his hands upon him. Therefore the officers went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, and the latter said to them, Why is it you did not bring him in? The officers replied, Never has another man spoken like this. In turn the Pharisees answered, You have not been misled also, have you? Not one of the rulers or of the Pharisees has put faith in him, has he? But this crowd that does not know the law are a cursed people. Nicodemus, who had come to him previously and who was one of them, said to them, Our law does not judge a man unless first it has heard from him and come to know what he is doing, does it? In answer they said to him, You are not also out of Galilee, are you? Search and see that no prophet is to be raised up out of Galilee.